Hola guapas, from Majorca. This is episode 41 of the Low Carb Universe show. Hi, Hannah.
Woohoo! Hello, how are you?
I'm just fine. You know I'm fine, and you are equally fine as I am this week because you're also in Majorca.
Yes, and we actually saw each other just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, sort of. It's so fun, so much fun to be able to meet, and especially when we do it in Majorca, of course.
Of course, the weather is beautiful. So if you have chosen to join us for next week's event, you are in luck because it looks like it's going to be splendid.
Yes, splendido. Splendido, really. And even for those of you who came to LCU 17 last November, you know, we had marvelous weather and it seems like it's going to be even some few more degrees higher.
I know. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see how it is when it's that warm in November. Yeah, or this warm in November.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not used to actually walking without a jacket and sweater in November. But I could today. It was great.
Yeah, you have to wear very thin things. So layers. So
and many layers.
Many layers so you can take it off because it gets hot. And we walked around a bit today looking for stuff for the event.
Yes, we are prepping so as much as we can down here in, well, locally, because of course we can't do everything from our far, far away places. So it's very good that we have the chance to meet here and plan and prep as much as we can. And we're having so much fun with it.
It is.
I don't really mind.
No, it's really fine, really nice and funny. But this isn't what we're going to talk about today. We got some great big hot news.
Also, but yes, I do want to talk a little bit about LCU 18 too.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, you want to speak more about it right now?
Well, why not?
Right.
Why not?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to make sure that people, all the people that are listening to this, all the two of you, you still have the chance to join us because it's not quite sold out. And if you are spontaneous enough, we do have a ticket with your name on it.
Of course.
So don't miss out. Flights are still pretty cheap to get here. Come join us because we're going to have an amazing time. And we just added another thing on the schedule.
Yes.
Which is we contacted a local chocolate maker. He is really cool. He's called Tino Volter. And he makes 100% cacao chocolate here in Palma de Mallorca. Mm. So we wanted to feature him as a local talent of making health foods because cacao is health food. And also it touches upon another part of our core values, which is, of course, enjoying life.
Exactly. Yeah. Tuesday night.
Yeah.
After
joining us on Tuesday night.
After
and you had the chance to try some, didn't you?
Yes, I went out. I visited his little shop / plant. Do you call it a chocolate plant? Cocoa plant. And I was lucky enough to get some small pieces there to try. And I also had to buy some, the one with sea salt. And it's like, first of all, it's beautiful because it has a very beautiful pattern. And the
it really does.
Yes, and the pieces you buy, like small squares, they are thin, not the thick ones. Yeah. They are thin. And you take one of those small pieces and you grab a bite and you let it melt in your mouth. And it's like, is this how chocolate should taste? Sort of.
Exactly. And we want to, of course, give our guests the same opportunities, so that's why we're bringing him in so he can talk about his trade and his art, actually, which it is.
Yeah.
And give him a bit of a chance to explain how healthy it can be.
Yes.
But now I think we should move on to our big news.
Wait, drum roll. Brum, 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 brum. More like a motorbike, but just okay.
Close enough.
Close enough. I told them before what it was. So, it was a drum roll. Yeah. So, should we say it? the title in 1, 2, 3.
Keto Ladies
2019. So.
Yeah, that was almost at the same time.
Yeah. So we decided that we need to do Keto Ladies again because it was such a wonderful time. All the ones that were there, both guests and speakers, they just say, you do this again, please. And we just,
okay. It is demanded of us that we do it again. And we had the opportunity to, of course, get the same weekend in March at Esplendida Hotel. We're going to be there again, which we think is the perfect location for this very, it's a more intimate and very deep going event.
Yes.
Rather than, I feel like our signature LCU events are a little bit more on the surface. There's so many different topics that are spoken about again, you know, and it's not the same. It doesn't all revolve around the same theme, like, for example, women and women's hormones and women's health sort of thing from a low carb perspective. So in that way, it becomes a much deeper knowledge and deeper emotional also event.
Yes. Absolutely. And we probably mentioned it before, but being just women in a group, and we must say to people that men are welcome.
Of course, this is where we will talk about women's health, as I said, from a low carb perspective, but men who are interested in these topics are, of course, warmly welcome too, because I think it's very, very important that men also get an insight in how women sort of work and how women are different from men, because we have different bodies, body shapes, we have different hormones, we have different all of these things that are, and very many issues that are primarily female dominated. They don't even get talked about in a male world ever. So I think actually, if you are a man who are interested in women, sounds weird, but in women's health, I think you should join us because it's a very rare insight into how everything works.
Yes. If you dare coming. Because
yes,
we dare you to come, man. But it is such a different, because in our signature event, as this one in November now, it's people are very open and talk about all stuff and share stories and so, but it's something very different when it comes to Keto Ladies. And we try to keep it a bit smaller, because we really want to keep that intimate atmosphere. It was like something magic happened when we gathered.
It really did.
It did.
It really did.
Yeah.
And so, I can't really put my finger on it.
No.
I can't define it. It was just this feeling that was so, I don't know, it was just so
powerful.
Fantastic.
It was powerful.
Yeah, it was really powerful.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It will be 7th till the 10th of March 2019 again, beautiful Puerto de Sawyer in Mallorca. And we can't wait to see you all there. And in comparison to last year, tickets are available now.
Now. Do you have one extra month this year to get your
really
ticket?
Do.
Yeah. And we will fill it with more information with all the speakers as time goes by. But we can assure you that we are in contact with, and we'd had some guests from some people, you will be very glad.
We haven't revealed any speakers.
We are waiting a little while. But you won't be disappointed. And we think that if you want to go and buy your ticket now, before, if you feel like this would be something for you, maybe you visit us and went with us this year in March for Keto Ladies, and then you know how good this is.
Exactly. If you know.
Yeah, you do. And you are not risking anything by buying a ticket now, let me tell you.
No.
For sure. So that you will find the website. It's kl19.thelowcarbuniverse.com. And there you find all the information, and the tickets, as we said. And if you haven't ever heard about this, we have some info about our thoughts about this and what made us, why we do this. So you can read a bit more there. And on our main page, you can also visit that one. It's thelowcarbuniverse.com. And then you go in the menu, you choose past events. And there you can see pictures and some quotes from guests that visited, that attended this year's Keto Ladies. It's easier sometimes when you see some pictures and things like that. So you get an even better impression of what it is.
Yeah, exactly. To get a proper idea of what we were doing, it's not like we sat in circles and held each other's hands, but it was
Kumbaya, my lord. No. It was not okay. Surya Soul dancing on the beach is a bit kumbaya, but it's so fun.
I don't think so at all. I think it's a fantastic workout. You get out, fresh air, sunshine on your nose, and you just make a fool out of yourself, and you love it at the same time.
Yeah, but it was that what I said. It's so fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So, but otherwise, completely normal people, intelligent people.
Definitely.
People with very...
but normal, I can question.
Yeah, it should be you and I then that are abnormals, maybe. I don't know, doing things like this. So, yeah. And of course, even this event as well is 100% low carb. We haven't got the whole hotel for ourselves because this is the opening weekend, and Hotel Esplendido has guests that come this weekend every year. They've been doing it for years, but it wasn't a problem last time in March.
No, it really wasn't.
No, because we are still in a majority of people staying at the hotel.
Exactly. Yeah.
So no problem.
I'm really looking forward to a long, fantastic weekend with all this knowledge, all this sharing, all this
sharing.
Oh my God, I get goosebumps.
Yeah. It's a safe place for sharing.
We made sure it was a very safe place. We really held the space.
Yeah, for ourselves
to be able to share and really like just discuss issues and how just how they've improved their health on their own without any help, and that is just so empowering and powerful again.
If you're have the slightest interest in women's health, this is the place to be in March 2019.
Definitely.
Yeah,
because also this is the world's first and, as we know, only event that does focus on women's health from a low-carb perspective.
Yeah.
Because as I wrote in a letter that I sent out yesterday, women's health is so bypassed sort of in research and in discussions and everything. So
sure it is.
We find it very, very important that we put this on the map and that we put a spotlight on it, because women, after all, make up more than half of the world's population.
Yeah, and we're quite important for the civilization.
Yeah, for future generations.
For future generations. So, I think it's a place where since all the research is mainly based on men and things like that, and that we are behind in many areas in society, it's very important to have a place where we can share our own experience, as you said, and pass the knowledge on.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in that way, it's very empowering as well.
And also things like, vanity and makeup, which not every woman is into, and that's fine, that's not a problem. And some guys are too, then that's fine too. Yeah. But that we can't really bring up at one of our signature events, for example, because it would be too niche in a way.
Yeah.
And also things like body image issues and stuff that women really are plagued by to a large extent. And so we're really making sure that we get many different aspects of being female and womanhood in that way.
Yeah.
And it's not just periods and hormones, although that is a big part, but it's not all of it.
Exactly. So, and I actually, I'd wish that we had some younger women coming. Because
yeah, that'd be cool.
Because when you are like in your early 20s, and I had problems up to my 30s, you have this very, very destroyed body image. Many of us do, and your self-confidence is low, and you find a lot of problems and faults with yourself. And then when you get up to a certain age, you realize that's nothing wrong with me. There's what you had problems with when you were like 21. That you're like, what? Why did I put so much energy into trying to hide or disguise or change or anything? And I think that when you, if you meet all those wonderful women that are so enthusiastic and they have self-esteem and everything.
They're such great role models.
Exactly. That would be so great to have that, put that on, like brainwash the younger women with that. So they wouldn't waste like 20 years of their life feeling miserable. Yeah. And when they are beautiful and completely okay.
Not to say perfect.
Everyone
is perfect, just as they are. And although it takes a while to get to that point, I just wish for so many women that are so destroyed by their own self-esteem and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they just don't know enough and they don't understand enough and they don't about themselves.
Yeah.
And this is what I would love to, as you say, really bring down into the ages so that,
I'm so glad I'm at my age. I love getting older because
it's fantastic.
Yeah, yes, it is. Every year that goes by, I just get more and more beautiful, I think. So, and it's not that I change anything. It's just like that I understand that, what the heck, girl? You don't look that bad.
No, exactly. It's the self-perception that just kept getting stronger and stronger as you do get older, and you get more mature. Of course, that has a lot to do with it.
Absolutely,
which you can't bring about in a lecture, perhaps, but at least you can sow the seed, and then maybe they will get there sooner on their own.
Yes, and we can show it by coming and being very blingy. Because it takes guts to be blingy. Because
it really does. People look at you a lot.
It could be like this. Oh, that lady, she has a lot of bling. Is she that clever? Maybe people have prejudice against blingy ladies. And
is that why we don't like sell out the tickets straight away?
No, but of course we have a gala dinner also at Keith Ladies, as we do at the November events, and you are welcome to come in your trainers, in your sequels dress, with your war makeup, or in jeans and Birkenstock, or whatever. Whatever makes you happy. But as usual, you and I, we go bling. All in.
All in bling.
And you should have seen us today down in Palma. Yes. We visited a shop that had a lot of bling. And we like fell in trance over that.
And we were very happy.
Yeah, we were like small girls. Oh, Hannah, look at that.
But it was just so amazing to just see all this glitter and stuff. And that means, of course, that there is a broader need for it, or a broader question, demand for it.
Yes.
And that, I think, is fantastic, because that also shows that, you know, not everyone wants to be a gray mouse sort of in ashtray colors the whole time. But people are more, or women, it was a women's clothing store. Yeah. It was fun to see that there is a demand for it.
Yes, and that is also a proof that maybe women are getting better and better self-esteem, that they dare buying those things.
So that was very far away from Keto Ladies, but Anyway, the event is happening.
Yes, it is happening. And we recommend you to go and get your ticket straight away. Why don't you advise some close and dear friend or family that this is the perfect Christmas gift for you? It's early.
Yeah, imagine that.
It's early. Imagine that. But it's very easy for someone to just go into our website and order the ticket in your name. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I would be so, I would probably cry.
I would be super happy. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, if I get that for Christmas.
Yeah. And we will be reminding everyone that it is perfect Christmas gift. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They won't be able
spread the word. Yeah. Keto Ladies 2019 will be from the 7th till 10th of March 2019 in Mallorca, Spain, at our trusted and beloved Esplendida Hotel. And we can't wait to see you there to discuss everything about women's health, low carb, how they go together, where they maybe don't go together, hormones, emotions, body image, food, everything. Everything that is female. Yeah. And men are welcome too, who are interested in these topics.
Yeah.
But, you know, thus far, maybe you will be the first man to join us at a Keto Ladies event.
Woohoo! Pioneer. So, a very nice sammanfattning. Very nice conclusion. It's a very nice summary of everything. My Swinglish is very good today. So... Now people know about it, and we got some more work to do before we kick off the event, LCU 18.
We do.
Yeah.
I can't wait to stand there on Tuesday evening and have our welcome speech.
Yes, and we will do it live.
Yes, we're on live Facebook. On Facebook, yeah.
And it might be, just a little warning, it's not we might not be able to produce a podcast next week.
We have a few other things to do.
We have a
little bit. Because we want to keep the topics of this podcast fresh, we don't pre-record anything.
No.
We want to be flexible with it, so that's why we may not make one for next week. But then you can just revisit your favorite episode of ours, considering we have 40 other episodes to choose from.
Yeah, we are so awesome.
Have a fantastic week, Bitte, and I will see you very soon.
See you. Bye-bye. Take care.